Meteorologist Tony Sudiku says it'll be soggy across New York and points north.
We are still watching that line of heavy rain associated with that cold front sluggish to exit. So while that is the case, we'll have to watch for some potential flooding issues anywhere from, say, Long Island to, say, New England later today.
The Kremlin's just confirmed what President Trump told reporters on Air Force One last night. The two men plan to speak by phone on ending the war in Ukraine.
See if we have something to announce maybe by Tuesday. I'll be speaking to President Putin on Tuesday. A lot of work's been done over the weekend.
The White House is defending deportation of hundreds of Venezuelan migrants in defiance of an order by a federal judge that they remain in the U.S. CBS's Christian Benavides.
The government of El Salvador released images Sunday showing what they say are 261 gang members deported from the U.S., mainly from Venezuela, that will be held in detention by that country.
The U.S. and Houthi rebels in Yemen are vowing to escalate attacks after the U.S. launched airstrikes on the Iranian-backed group. CBS News military consultant Jeff McCausland.
U.S. officials have said these airstrikes are now likely to be the onset of an air campaign that frankly could last several weeks. Such a campaign may intensify in scope and scale depending on how the Houthis in fact react.
The rebels have attacked military and shipping vessels in the Red Sea in what they call acts of solidarity with Palestinians. A week that morphed into 9 months in space is almost over for astronauts Butch Wilmore and Suni Williams. A SpaceX capsules arrived at the International Space Station, delivering their replacements so they can return home tomorrow. Lots of people will be wearing green today. WBZ's Kyle Schaffel got in on an early St. Pat's Day parade in Boston.
It's a raucous crowd that comes from all over. I met people from as far away as Italy and plenty of locals.
All right, I'm so freaking excited. All
right. We're so excited right now.
There are more police here than last year, and the parade started earlier this year, but that doesn't seem to have changed the vibe much.
Happy St. Patty's Day!
S&P futures down 15. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-209-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a move to boost tourism, Racine County is getting on TV. At a meeting last week, the county board approved funding for a partnership with Discover Media Works. They produce the Discover Wisconsin TV show. It's a just over $100,000 contract with one full Racine County episode to air, plus other social media postings. The show is a paid program on stations throughout the state and online. The cops were called for a large fight outside of a Racine bar early yesterday. Tasers and pepper spray were brought out to get everything under control. It happened on Washington near 11th. We're working to learn more about any possible arrests. More state titles could be coming to Racine County. This Friday, Park and the Prairie School are in the semis of the state high school basketball tournament. Park is already celebrating an historic state tournament run after a 60-year drought. WRJN will air Park's Division II semifinal game against Cedarburg Friday afternoon. The final game Saturday will also be aired on WRJN if the Panthers get a win. What's called a special event passport day is coming to Kenosha County Saturday. The county clerk is making herself available at the county building in Bristol to quickly process passport applications. It'll run from 9 to 1. The clerk says people should download the free forms from the official State Department website in advance. They'll take your picture and there'll be translators offered during the event. And there's a big meeting at Racine City Hall tomorrow. You can see what's on the agenda and a breakdown at RacineCountyEye.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
March Madness is here. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the brackets are out. The Badgers play in Denver Thursday afternoon at 12:30 against Montana in the Ball Arena in Denver for the opening round of the NCAA basketball tournament. Marquette is going back to the dance. They face New Mexico Friday night in Cleveland. Head coach Shaka Smart.
This is a date that, as a basketball player or a basketball coach, you have circled on your calendar way before the season even starts. And it's something like 18% of teams end up playing in the NCAA tournament. So we don't take for granted even being in the NCAA tournament. This is really an acknowledgement today of the fact that our guys earned the right to be in the tournament, and now it's all about what we do with it.
NBA, the Bucks losing to the Thunder 121-105. Damian Lillard on how the Thunder were different than the team they beat in the NBA Cup last December.
I just think, you know, obviously they are who they are. They defend, you know, they move the ball, they got a deep team, and I just thought that we played a better game the first time.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 56, with scattered showers possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my mom wouldn't let me eat sugar, which is child abuse, right? My friends are having Cap'n Crunch and Cocoa Puffs. I just sit down to shredded wheat. Not the cute ones with the frosted tips. Bales of hay. Just, you know, it's all right, Mom. I'm just mashing the rotting bananas. We get shredded wheat for breakfast, and then at night she'd turn around and serve Spam. Right. I'm like, do you care about us or not? What do we don't even know what's in Spam. Whatever didn't make it into the hot dog. I mean, they leave the slime right in there. What does it matter? Just no expiration date. Best if not used, really. You know all the email in your junk folder at home? There's a reason they call that Spam.
It is 7:07 at WRGN. Good morning. Jens Jorgensen is with me, and he is running for your alderman in the 5th aldermanic district. We just talked about Spam on that comedy bit there. You ever have Spam before?
I've never had Spam. My mom likes Spam, though.
Okay. Now, here's the thing about Spam. I went to the Spam Museum in Austin, Minnesota. We were taking a trip. I don't know why we stopped there, but we did. I never had Spam in my life. Never saw a can of Spam, and I tried it. Now, they cooked it there. I loved it. As long as it's cooked, I can't eat raw Spam, it grosses me out. But as long as it's cooked and burnt to a crisp, I love it.
Yeah, that's what she likes it, fried in a pan.
Yeah, you got to cook it. You can't eat it raw out of the can because this guy said there's slime all over it. It's gross. Okay, so you're running for the 5th aldermanic district. Now, what are the boundaries in there so people know what we're talking about?
Yeah, so it looks a little like a really weird jigsaw puzzle, but it is just north of the zoo. Goes kind of along the lake a little bit, you know, up to Main Street, kind of towards Wind Point a bit, and it stops short of Douglas, and then there's a couple blocks south of Gould that you have.
So that's the district. Okay. Now, I ask this of all people running for office. Why would you want to run for office when you're going to really tick off about 50% of the people, no matter what your decision, doesn't matter what your decision is, 50% of the people aren't going to like your decision. They're going to get you in the supermarket. You're going to be walking down the aisle of Pick and Save, and they're going to say, hey, come here, I want to talk to you about my potholes. Hey, come here, I want to talk to you about this thing on the street. Hey, come here, I want to talk to you about this, the loud cars coming down my neighborhood. Why would you want that?
Sure. Well, so for me, the reason that I like to do it is there's a couple ones. I really enjoy public service. It's something that I was raised on. My dad was a state representative. And from a very young age, I got to see that government really can work. You know, he got a stop sign added to a very dangerous intersection in the rural part of the county where there had been some really nasty car accidents. And since then, I don't believe there has been a bad car accident at the intersection. And so there's numerous things that I got to see really where you can change people's lives by doing public service. Unfortunately, in today's world, it's gotten very extreme and polarized, but I still believe that government can work with the right people involved. But really, what got me involved in this race is I really want to protect our public library. There's been some proposed budget cuts that really would have devastated our library. And my wife and I are expecting our first child, actually, in just a few weeks.
Mazel tov. Congratulations. Yes,
thank you so much. Yeah, right around the corner. And you get to thinking about, as you become a new dad, of what am I going to do with my daughter? And I really got to thinking of, I really want to take her to the library. I remember going to story time at a library growing up. I want to take my daughter there. And these cuts would have just been absolutely devastating for it. And so it was really important for me to get involved. You know, I think far too often people say, you know, someone should do something, and I wanted her to do something. So that's a big reason. And as far as the grocery store conversations go, it's happened a few times already. My wife, bless her heart, is very good about it. But I really like it because even when we disagree, I believe that we can always work towards getting to a place where even if we disagree on something, as long as we all share the reasons for our viewpoints, we can try to get to a point where we understand each other and hopefully get to a compromise, which is where the best things can happen.
So you're a nice romantic dinner with your wife at a nice restaurant. You're about to toast a little glass of wine to each other, and somebody comes up, hey, you didn't fix that pothole in front of my house, right in the middle of the, and it's going to happen because they're going to recognize you and they're going to say that kind of stuff. And I have the type of attitude, I'm going to say, sit down and shut up. That's what I would do. I don't kiss up to people. And I think in politics, sometimes you have to do that. I mean, I'm looking at what's going on in Washington. These guys have to kiss up every once in a while. And I know they don't want to. I couldn't do it. That's why I would never do well in politics. I can kiss up here. And this isn't even politics. You have to do that, don't you? Occasionally, well, you're going to have to do something you don't want to do.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's with anything. Although with politics, you have to enjoy parts of it. I really enjoy the conversations. I think some of the best ideas have come from people that I've been talking to. I've knocked on, at this point, I would say a couple thousand doors in the district. And I've gotten so many ideas from talking in someone's front porch or talking in their living room or at the door. And so there's so many good ideas that come from it. I think that in order to do this job, you have to really like talking to people and hearing their side of the story.
Do you live in the 5th District?
I do, yes. Okay. My wife and I, we bought our first house, actually, on William Street.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Do you have to live it? Do you have to live in your district to represent it? I don't know.
You should, yes.
Do you have to? I don't know.
I think to get sworn in, you do. There's some people play the game of, oh, we're going to move in, by the time the election happens or whatever it is. But yes, we've been residents for years now, and we absolutely love it.
I'm not going to turn myself in, but I will admit to something. Back in 1968, from my public library where I lived, I took out an album. It was the movie soundtrack to Bye Bye Birdie. Took it out, never returned it. Years, decades later, I called the library to tell them, and they said, well, keep it, we don't have records here anymore. Well, now they do, because albums, vinyl's coming back. Mm-hmm. I wonder if I should call them. Do you want it back? I mean, it's in the same condition when I took it. Even the library card, to tell you, this is before they had computers, they used to put a physical card in the thing and tell you when to return it. I'm just debating whether to return it or not. Now I feel guilty, because now they have vinyl. And
come back.
I'm probably on there. There's probably a wanted poster out at the library where I grew up. And if you see this man, tell him to return the album. Okay, so that's the library. Obviously, we're very fortunate to have a great public library in Racine. It's a huge building. We have the folks in from the library every month here, and they're always doing a ton of programs. So, yes, you got to protect the library. All right, let's talk about safety. It's a good thing. You know, I travel 16th Street on the way in the morning. And on the way home, I traveled 16th, and we had a horrible, horrible tragedy on 16th Street the other day. Some idiot was going 90 miles an hour running from the cops, smashed into a car, and killed one of the occupants in the car. Three people minded their own business. Now they're in the hospital. One is dead right there on 16th Street. I mean, you're not going to stop this stuff. And I see on these YouTube videos all the time, people doing bad things.
Yeah.
You can't stop it.
Yeah, I think there's things we can do. There's a couple different approaches we can start with to start making it better. And the first one is painting more of our crosswalks, putting up more crossing signs. In our district, we always see people walking their dogs, going for a walk to the beach or the zoo or the lake. They've got kids with them, strollers, and trying to cross streets like Main Street and Erie and LaSalle. I mean, you're taking your life in your own hands a bit there. People don't stop. It's sometimes hard to see where the crosswalks are because they're not painted. There's very few signs. And so I think by doing that, we can hopefully make it a little bit safer to cross the street, which will hopefully slow down traffic a bit. But then I think we can get a bit creative. There's those signs that show your speed that you're going at. They flash. There was one on.
They get my attention.
Yeah, absolutely. There's one on Erie in the district, and I talked to the residents in that area, and they have said that, you know, while someone who's going 90 is probably not going to either A, see it, or B, care, but if you're going a little bit over, they've definitely seen an improvement in traffic. And I think we can scale this all the way up to, have you ever heard of something called a road diet? Road diets? No? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, so road diets, they've been doing them in Milwaukee to great success. And the idea is that sometimes, you know, there's various reasons that people may go too fast on a road. It may be too wide. And subconsciously, people think that, oh, I can go faster. I can see everything. When you really can't. You know, these are neighborhoods. Balls run out into streets. Kids are playing. So you really shouldn't be going, 60 miles an hour through a neighborhood. And so the idea is that you can do things with the road that naturally slow people down. And so that's where you might have a bump out. They call them, instead of speed bumps or speed tables, where instead of having the small bump that, you know, shakes the fillings in your mouth when you go over it, it's a more gradual slope on either side of it. And it's kind of flat on the top. And so while you and I going the speed limit really won't feel it at all, someone who is going 90 will see that and have to slow down or bottom out their car.
I have a feeling this guy wasn't going to slow down, though. I don't know what speed bump he was going to hit. I would love to see the lines repainted. Now, this is not even Racine's Mount Pleasant. I'm driving home the other day. It was raining outside. I couldn't even see the lines on the road. They were so faded. And there's a way to make that so it's not faded. This is, I don't know what kind of paint or stripping it is, but I couldn't even see the lines on the road. Actually, it was coming back from Union Grove. We were out there at a high school play. Just before we take the break here, do you know how long those white dots are, those lines on the road, the divided lines? Do you know how long they are? When you see them on the road, you got the white dashes on the road. Yeah, you know how long the?
No, I don't.
How big would you guess?
Oh, I would say 2.5 feet.
They are 12 and a half feet long.
Wow.
And I heard that, and I said, I'm going to measure it. And I waited till there was no traffic in front of my house, and there it was. It was 12 and a half feet. And we had somebody from the from Racine, I forget what the division is here, and they said, yeah, they're all 12 and a half feet long, and they are. They don't look it.
When no, they don't.
They look like they're 2 feet long.
Yeah.
And I went out, and I measured them. I got a size 13 foot, and I measured it, and sure enough, 12 and a half feet.
Wow. Yeah, I would have never guessed.
Yeah,
but it makes sense, yeah.
I know they look so small. Jens Jorgensen is here. He is running for the 5th District Aldermanic seat in Racine. More with Jens coming up in a moment. It's 7:17, local news and timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high of 47. Clear tonight, lows around 39. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 51 the high. Right now, clear 23 degrees right here at Radio Park.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. You've heard of Ted Lasso, the Apple TV show that premiered during the COVID-19 pandemic. It came at the right time and seemed to make people warm and fuzzy all over and give them much-needed laughs. We could use more of that now, and according to Variety, the show is coming back for a fourth season. Ted will be portrayed by Christopher Walken. Just kidding, even though I think that would be hilarious. Jason Sudeikis returns to the show that garnered 66 Emmy nominations and 13 wins. The exact release date has not yet been mentioned. SNL 50 happened weeks ago, but Variety is reporting that Bill Murray got very emotional during the festivities. The actor appeared on the Sway Calloway show and admitted to crying 3 times throughout the broadcast, especially losing it when a clip of the late Gilda Radner appeared, saying he loved Gilda and absolutely came apart when he saw her on screen. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Jens Jorgensen. He is running for the 5th Aldermanic District seat, currently held by Melissa Caprillion. You're running against her. So I got to ask you something now. I'm going to ask you to say one good thing about Melissa Caprillion that you know about, and I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do different that she's doing?
Sure, absolutely. So one thing that Melissa Caprillion does well is she is involved in the community. She serves on the city council and the county board, so she holds 2 seats. So she keeps herself busy, that's sure. That's for sure.
Okay.
One thing that I think I could improve upon is really having that community focus. I've heard it at the doors time and time again that, you know, when people reach out to their alder, you know, things may seem like an insignificant problem of, hey, I've got a question on my sidewalk. I got the green X on it. It needs to be replaced.
Yeah, what are those green? I see them all over the place. What is that? Fix your sidewalk?
Yeah, it sounds, yep. There's, you know, okay. Whether it's tree roots lifting. I was just talking to a guy at his door yesterday who he was a little concerned and confused because he had quite a few green X in front of his house. And so we were talking about sidewalks, and it's come up where other folks have had that, and they go, you know, I call, but I don't get a response. And so, you know, I my door will always be open, whether it's at the grocery store or give me a call on the cell phone, shoot me a text, send me a message on Facebook. I really enjoy doing this. So being really accessible, because I've said it a couple times, but I truly mean it. I really believe that a lot of the best ideas come from the people that you serve. You shouldn't run for this thinking that you have all the answers, because you don't. Who you serve, it gives you so many good ideas.
I did something which I kind of regret. And if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't have done it. We had a guy, a neighbor across the street from me, parked a box truck in front of my house every day. And the license plate was expired for 2 years. He shouldn't have been. And you can't just leave that on the street, a big box truck. And I called the authority, called the police. They said, well, it's nothing we can do about it. I said, it's an expired license plate. Tow the darn thing away. And they didn't do anything. And I've never gone to a city council meeting. First time I ever went there. And I stated my case. I said, this box truck is here. Nobody's removing it. Nobody seems to care about it. Every time I wake up and look out my door, there's the big box truck parked in front of my house. I said, here's what I'm going to do. I called Menards. And I'm going to rent their box truck. And I'm going to pick one name from all the city aldermen. I'm going to pick one out of the hat. And I'm parking in front of your house for the entire summer. And there's nothing you can do about it. Because the license plate will be up to date. I'm going to pay for the entire summer. So if that box truck is still there next week, I'm writing your names on a piece of paper. I'm going to put it in the bowl. Pick one out and enjoy your summer with that box truck in front of your house. Box truck was removed the next day. I hated doing that. I hated doing that after I did it. And it was on that CART 25 television, too, so everybody was watching it.
Oh, sure.
I hated doing that, but I didn't know what else to do to get my city to respond to get this box truck out of my house. But it took, and I hate to threaten people, but when I make a threat, I follow through on it. And I checked with Menards to rent one, so I was all set for the summer.
No, absolutely. And that's just it. I really feel like being really accessible, calling people back, responding to emails. It's so important because everyone has things that, you know, it impacts their daily lives, like that box truck. I completely understand, especially if it's expired tags. I mean, 100%.
Well, you shouldn't be parking it on the street all day. First, it was on the wrong side of the street every time. You know, he's right. Supposed to alternate them mm-hmm. on where I live. He didn't do that.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
The police didn't seem to care.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. You know, they have so many things going on, and that's really where aldermen can help, is, you know, being so accessible where you'd see me walking my dog, flag me down, and I'd come over and say, hey, Jens, I got this issue, and I'd love to hear it. I'd love to talk about it and go get to work right away to kind of be that liaison.
You know, I said to the cops, I said, I know you got a crime spree, murders and everything, but what about this box truck? Let's get this out. I know you're busy with that. I know there's a crime spree going on now. There's stores being robbed. There's murders all over. What about this box truck? Let's get this. I know it was a big nothing, but it bothered me. So, okay, let's talk about improving infrastructure. Everybody says they're going to do it. We had the president, Trump, last term, the term before, he said, we're going to do infrastructure week. He didn't fix one pothole. So, infrastructure.
Sure.
Everybody says they're going to do it, but they never fix it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so on that one, I'm proud to say that I have been a part of fixing infrastructure here. I serve as the Water Works Commission president right now. And I am very excited to say that this coming year, we have one of the largest amounts of lead laterals that we're going to be removing in Racine's history. It's a massive amount, massive undertaking. We did quite a few this past year. If you were driving on North Main Street, remember all the construction that was... street work as well as...
It's nice now.
Yeah, it's very nice. Nice and smooth. And in that section, no lead laterals. So very exciting. And that's something new that we're really trying to work on the with the water department. And that is, previously there was a program you could call the water department, get on a list, try to do this ad hoc thing to have your lead lateral removed. And now when we open up a street for street work, street repair, we're also doing sewer and water work at that same time, doing some cost savings. We're able to lump stuff together. You always hear it on TV of bundle your, you know, cable, internet. Well, we're bundling your street repair, sewer repair, and water repair together to make it more efficient, timely, and cost effective for everyone involved. And so that's a big one for me. It's very important that we are removing lead from our drinking system.
Hey, in the last minute here, give a pitch for yourself. Well, there's a free commercial. Go do it now.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much. And thank you for having me on, too. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to say to the folks in the 5th District, I really, really hope that you give me a shot. I'd love to earn your vote. If you have any questions for me, I've said it numerous times today, but please, my door is always open. My phone is always on. Give me a call. Send me a text. I'd love to really start working to improve Racine and improving our daily lives. So I'd be honored to be your next alderman.
Thank you, Jens. Thanks for coming in this morning. And we've discovered that Jens is not short for anything.
Nope, yeah, Jens. Yeah, Jens Jorgensen. And the Danish hour, in this case, the Danish half hour, was back for a bit this morning.
We always get people asking, when are you going to bring back the Danish hour? Well, then the guy died about 30 or 40 years ago. We're probably not going to do it.
Well, if I'm elected, you'll be able to bring the Danish hour back in spirit.
It was here on WRJN. Thank you, Jens, for coming in. Jens Jorgensen, he's running for the Aldermanic District in the 5th District. And the... the election is April 1st.
April 1st.
Election April 1st. Just for some reason, it doesn't sound good. All right, thank you for coming in. The rest of the story from Paul Harvey coming up right now, brought to you every day by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's family tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements, homemade candles, and premium chocolates. The rest of the story, Paul Harvey, brought to you by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
The rest of the story. You think all of the gangs are in Los Angeles and Chicago and Manhattan? They're not. In fact, there's a street gang in Eagle River, Alaska. Big strapping teenagers roaming the byways by night, ducking in and out of the shadows. And Eagle River is hardly a teeming metropolis. 25,000 people or so. Just a nice residential suburb in a valley 10 miles north of Anchorage. The citizens there have no idea where this youth gang has come from. Plenty of people would like to know, and would like to know their names. Their targets at first were the homes of elderly people. But now they're likely to zero in on any woman living alone. They strike when the occupant's away most of the time. They're gone before anybody can identify them. They're believed to be boys ages 14 to 17. So far, the authorities have been unsuccessful in uncovering their identities. So that's what challenged Debbie Briscoe, a reporter for the Chugiak Eagle Star. Over the span of several cold nights, this inquisitive young woman staked herself out, waiting to catch the Eagle River gang in the act. Her repeated lack of success made her wonder if the boys were more sophisticated, better organized than she had at first thought. But then... one bitterly frigid late evening, Debbie, on stakeout, spotted them, a bunch of them sneaking up on this house, and promptly the plucky reporter stepped forward from the shadows and confronted one of them. What is your name? Debbie demanded. Not on your life, the boy answered. And he walked back to the driveway of the home, and he joined the others, and they proceeded to do what they had come there to do, and reporter Debbie Briscoe watched them do it. She watched them do it, and the next day she reported what she had seen to her readers. At this moment, you know, well, you know almost as much as anybody does about the Eagle River Gang, the boys that prowl that neighborhood, then move in with methodical swiftness. Far as I know, not one of them has yet been identified. But do we really need to know who they are? Or ought we not simply be grateful that in this age of ugly headlines, of lawlessness and selfishness, there is an Eagle River Gang for the rest of us and for our children to look up to? For you see, the nameless boys of suburban Anchorage have yet to harm anyone or anyone's property. To the contrary, their youthful might is dedicated to right, to shoveling snow from the driveway of the elderly couple who no longer can, for removing the trash or mowing the lawn of the widow who cannot afford to have it done, for secretly and surreptitiously and without reward, these anonymous teenagers step up from the darkness, seeking only to help, and at the same time proving to an often cynical world the sometimes overshadowed whole truth about today's school-agers. They're not all delinquent. Now you know the rest of the story.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Following the death of Alderwoman Molly Jones in February, the city of Racine now needs someone to rep District 2. Applications are now being accepted for someone that lives in the Southside District to take on the role. Letters of interest and resumes must be into the city's human resources offices by next Monday at 5. A Kenosha man accused of fatally stabbing another man and his dog has entered a not guilty plea. 41-year-old Justin Tursick faces several felony charges, including homicide. He's being held on $1.5 million bond. Prosecutors say Tursick killed 52-year-old Andrew Fankush at a home Tursick's grandmother had once owned. Fankush had recently moved in. Tursick's got a hearing set for June. Racine County will get a full feature on Discover Wisconsin. The county board has approved an agreement with the producers of the show worth just over $100,000. It includes a full episode showcasing Racine County on the longtime tourism show. It airs on stations throughout the state and online. Food trucks in Racine now have to be closed by 1 in the morning. The Common Council recently passed the change aimed at addressing public safety concerns. The law officially prohibits food truck operations between 1 a.m. and 6. During discussions prior to the vote, some alders cited issues caused by late-night crowds near bars. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Some big announcements from the Environmental Protection Agency that could impact production agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The words came from the EPA Administrator, Lee Zeldin. He says it is the largest announcement they've made as far as deregulatory action in U.S. history.
EPA will be reconsidering many suffocating rules that restrict nearly every sector of our economy and cost Americans trillions of dollars. Today, the Green New Scam ends as the EPA does its part to usher in the golden age of American success. Our actions will lower the cost of living by making it more affordable to purchase a car, heat your home, and operate a business. Jobs will be created, especially in the U.S. auto industry, and our nation will become stronger for it.
That's the administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency, Lee Zeldin. The 31 regulatory changes he announced include power plant emission standards and limits, greenhouse gas reporting requirements, and emission regulations for cars and trucks. The EPA has also announced that the environmental justice programs will come to an end. The agency had already let 170 environmental justice staff leave. Markets and overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Monday. Grain trade looks all right. Dairy a little soft. I've got numbers next.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 63 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for April 1st through the 3rd at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit wisconsinpublicservice.com.
With the push of a button, you could save lives and the livelihood of others in your area. The Midwest Farm Report and the National Weather Service are recruiting citizen scientists to help keep an eye on the sky this season. You can help by taking real-time weather observations on your phone and alerting the National Weather Service about severe weather occurring where you are. Volunteer weather observers play an important role in tracking and relaying vital weather information. To find out how you can become a citizen scientist, visit WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org.
In overnight electronic trade this morning, December new crop corns, 2.5 cents higher at 454. November beans, up a penny at 1019. July wheat's a dime stronger, 583. Friday barrel cheese dropped 4 cents to 169. 40-pound block cheese was down 6 1/4, 169 1/4, while AA butter gained 0.25 cents to 234 1/4 per pound. The April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 3 right now, 1753. I'm Pam Yonke.
Partly cloudy and warmer today. We'll get to around 51 for a high this afternoon. The wind, a little breezy out of the south at 15 to 25. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low of 40. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 56, with scattered showers possible late tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 21.
Somewhat odd thing happened to me a couple of months ago. I lost my wedding ring. I was in one of those, a divorce. And... to find somebody new, which is easier said than done, because I was married for so long. I have nothing. I have no game. I don't know where the stadium is anymore. Because I'm so trained as a husband, you know, that's all I know. I'm just gonna be staggering up to women in bars. Excuse me, I saw you sitting there all by yourself. And I just thought you might have a long list of chores and errands you wanted me to do. Maybe tomorrow I'll come by your place and drive your mom to Target. And when I get back, you can be angry at me because I didn't realize something you thought.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
In a little cafe.
Come a little bit closer, you're my kind of man.
the cafe was empty.
Closer, 7:39, local news. Tom Lissitz here at WRJM. Well, this can't be good parenting. An Uber driver claims a woman left her baby inside the car to make sure the driver didn't drive away while she stopped into a store. It probably worked, but again, that can't be good parenting. No.
Uno, dos, one, two, tres, cuatro.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs, Wooly Bully, local news, Timeless Hit to WRGN. Hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. I didn't wear my green shirt today. I have a green shirt. I should have worn it today. I think I wore it yesterday. Yeah, I didn't wear it today. I'm wearing blue, which I heard is the real color of St. Patrick's Day in Ireland, not green. We make it green. But yeah, so I didn't wear my green shirt today. It's 7:42. According to this brand new study out, married men are 3.2 times more likely to be obese than unmarried men. Come on. Did we really need a study to tell us about that? When I first got married, I remember people used to say, you're going to get the newlywed spread in no time at all. Man, were they right. It never went away. All right, 7:43. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 47. Sunny, 24 right now here at Radio Park.
Baby loves me. Yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Said she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Girl, I can't stay.
She got the way to move me, cherub.
She got the way to prove me,
cherub.
She got the way to move me.
All right.
She got the way to prove me,
cherub.
She got the way to prove me.
Neil Diamond, Sherry Cherry, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Happy St. Patrick's Day at 7:45. New report out says that airlines have noticed sagging sales because travelers are more nervous to fly in recent weeks. No kidding. Have you seen the news lately? What's going on with airplanes and the nuts in the aisle? The other day they had a guy. He thought Satan put all his disciples on the airplane, so he ate his rosary beads. They had to take him off the plane. He's a nut. Then you got the ones that are clipping wings at the airport. And, of course, the tragic accidents we have. They had one the other day. On the tarmac, a fire broke out. They had to bring the plane back. Everybody's standing on the wing at the airport. They took all the passengers out on the wings to get them out of the plane. What is this? Is why I don't like to fly. Between the nuts and the problems going on with planes, and they can't understand why sales are beginning to sag. Huh. 7:46. That's just me, by the way. 7:46 at WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see Fountain Hills Apartments. Or call 262-886-9200.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scanlon, Treasurer.
Do you know a child is coping with grief and the loss of a loved one? Hospice Alliance offers Connections, Planting Seeds of Hope, a support group for children and their trusted adults to meet others who are also experiencing grief. To learn more about finding healing and peace, or if you're seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, that's hospicealliance.org.
ZipRecruiter is the place. ZipRecruiter is the place for talented teachers, savvy software developers, and master mixologists. ZipRecruiter is the place where you meet all these people and more. That's because ZipRecruiter is the place for job seekers who are looking for new opportunities. In fact, ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day, so you can find the right candidates right away. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
There's an old saying in Ireland, if you're lucky enough to be Irish, you're lucky enough. Well, consider yourself Irish and save with our once-a-year sale. It's Jenny from Big Deals, and today on Big Deals, you'll save an additional 17% off your entire purchase if you use the promo code LUCK. And remember what the Irish say, 'tis better to spend money like there's no tomorrow than to spend tonight like there's no money. That's terrible.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner to save some green right now.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors. Give us the greens of summers. Makes you think all. Take a photograph, so mama don't take my Kodachrome away.
girls I knew when I was single. Brought them all together for one night. I know they'd never match my sweet imagination. And everything looks worse in black and white. Go to prom.
Simon, Kodachrome, and for those young folks that don't know what Kodachrome is, it was a type of film from Kodak. They say, film? What do you mean film? What do you use film for? Well, it was a type of color film from Kodak. That's what it was. Today, that song wouldn't make a lot of sense. But anyway, this guy, he works in the Arctic Circle. He posted a picture of himself walking through a polar bear cage connected to his front door. Now, when you and I open our front door in the morning, we hear the birds singing, the sun is out there, people walking their dogs. Beautiful morning. This guy has to walk out into a cage because it prevents bears from attacking him when he goes outside of his front door. He can scan the area to make sure nobody is stalking him, no animals are stalking him. So he's got to walk out into a cage every morning. This is why I don't want to live in the Arctic Circle. Here's a perfect reason why. There are probably more than that, but that's a big one. Sunshine today with a high near 47. No polar bears around us. Clear tonight, lows 39. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high near 51 degrees. Right now it's sunny and 24 degrees here at Radio Park with the Four Seasons and Ragnar.
She came into town. Oh.
Four Seasons. What a catalog of hits they have. Ragdoll, 756, local news, timeless hits at WRJM. You know, I always feel bad for people who fall victim to scams. I really do, because people prey upon other human beings, and it's a horrible thing to do. Case in point, a woman in Texas lost almost $200,000 to a scam where she was convinced she was in an online romance with Bruno Mars. I mean, I know people are gullible, but come on. I feel terrible for these people that are taken advantage of like that. Stop it already, all right? We're looking for sunshine today. Beautiful day. Highs 47. Right now, sunshine, 24 degrees. It's gorgeous here at Radio Park with the foundation.
Why do you build me up, build me up, Monica, baby? Just to let me down.
Build Me a Buttercup at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Well, it was, let me do some math here. I'm trying to remember how long ago this was. This was the anniversary date. It was a couple of years ago that convicted murderer Ronald DeFeo died in prison. He was on this day, March 15th, a couple of years ago. He was 69 years old. He's the guy who murdered his family in the house that later became known as the Amityville Horror House. Ronald DeFeo wiped out his whole family. I'll tell you a quick story. Our chief engineer at the radio station I worked at on Long Island worked for the Amityville Fire Department, a volunteer for Amityville Fire Department. About 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, he calls me on his two-way radio. This is before cell phones. He calls me on his two-way radio in the studio and says, "We got to go on the air. You can't believe what happened at this house in Amityville." And we go on the air. We talk about the devastating, the murders and everything. That was the first person... I had him on the air with me. That was the first time any of the Amityville Horror was ever discussed anywhere in the country. And we did it right there at my radio station that day. That was back in the 70s when that happened. But Ronald DeFeo just passed away on this date a couple of years ago in prison. Wow. Strange story. And that Amityville Horror stuff with the bleeding walls never happened. Just a fake. It's 8 o'clock on the noggin. Let's check news.
Local news.